It's got the delicate ears of Daniel Johnson and William Shatner.
I remember I wasn't in a band for a couple of years. I got back in the band, and I felt fucking great, you know? But I also kind of hate being in a band, too. I feel obligated to do it. I don't want to do it. I kind of hate doing it. But I know if I do it, I'll end up being happy that I did it. I don't know.
That's true of a lot of creative endeavors, though.
Yeah.
Writers are always saying it's no fun writing. It's fun having written.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. And, well, it's fine once you get the ball rolling for me. But I'll go into hibernation. That's the best way to say it. I'll hibernate for months and maybe years, and then I'll just come out swinging. You know, that's how I do it. I don't know why. I mean, like, recently, my ears have been all fucked up from, like, I went to a show and my ears were really fucked up by it. And I think that part of, I have kind of an aversion
to
it. It was a Dinosaur Jr. show, and it's a great fucking show.
When?
Loud? You're going to get the tinnitus like William Shatner.
That's what I was
afraid. You're going to go insane. He tried to kill himself.
No, it was bad. Because, like, I went to a Dinosaur Jr. show in 2014 or 15. I don't remember exactly when.
Right.
It was this band, History Repeated, was opening. And that's the singer is John Stab of GI.
Right, that guy.
Yeah, and like a friend of mine was in History Repeated with John Stab.
Okay.
And he put me on the guest list. And I was like, well, I love Dinosaur Jr. I got to go. Because like he asked Nick.
Where?
It was at the Black Hat.
Oh, where?
Yeah. So he put me on the guest list. And I was like, yeah, I definitely want to go. He had asked Nick, and Nick didn't really care about the band, the Dinosaur Jr., but he knew I was a big fan. So I went down there, and I had earplugs in. I was right by the stacks.
Right, the big,
you know,
yeah.
Jay Maskus and his fucking stacks.
Yeah, the earplugs won't, they don't do anything.
It didn't. Anyway, I was right next to it, and the show was great. It was just, they were fantastic. They played all the old songs, all the new songs I liked. And they were tight. They were on. It was the original.
I didn't know they had new songs, but yeah.
It was the original, you know, three guys from Dinosaur Jr. It was just a great show. And, when I was leaving the show, I was all happy. And I was like, oh, man, it's cool how they still have the reverb going on the amps while I'm
right.
walking out. Then I get out into the parking lot. I'm like, I still hear the reverb. And then I get to my car, which is in a garage across the street. Yeah, and I still hear, and I'm like, oh no, this isn't good, and I still hear it.
Ringing.
Ringing, really loudly, and
tinnitus.
Yeah, and I turn on the radio.
Tinnitus.
And I turn the car on, and I had the radio still on, you know, when you turn the car on and the radio was on. I couldn't hear the fucking radio, and I had to turn it up really loud, I could barely hear it. It scared the shit out of me. And I remember even messaging Patrick the next day online saying, my ears are fucked up, you know.
My ears are going crazy.
So, yeah, I mean, that really... and then I heard the story about how Brian Johnson had to quit AC/DC because, like, literally his doctor said, if you keep doing this, you're going to go deaf.
Yeah.
Because you have one ear that kind of works and one ear doesn't work. So it kind of... Maybe that's part of my aversion to it. I've been maybe subconsciously trying to avoid it unless I'm...
At least in AC/DC. So, like...
That's true.
Like,
no,
every fucking... All the time.
Oh, and
like, all the time.
And that's, like, 40 years of loud music. Plus, he was into, like, race cars and shit. And there was other reasons. It wasn't just loud
There's
music.
There's also... Drugs can affect that as well.
Yeah, he definitely probably did a lot of drugs.
Nerve damage.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
But not as many drugs as the first guy.
Yeah, but that happened to... That seriously happened to William Shatner.
Yeah.
Where he, like, on the set of Star Trek, an explosion went off for a stunt. And he got the horrible ringing in his ears, and it wouldn't go away, and it was driving him insane.
Yeah.
And in his book, in his first like biography or autobiography or whatever, he talks about how he literally tried. He was going to kill himself because the ringing was so. Because it was to him even worse than going deaf.
Yeah.
Because it had the same things as going deaf because he couldn't hear people, he couldn't understand people. But in addition, it wasn't
loud,
like some calming silence.
It was terrible.
Like all the time, he still has it.
Oh my god!
But some people think it's like why he's got the weird personality. It's like it plays into it. But he uses like meditation, and he figured out a way to like deal with it and learn how to ignore it.
Yeah, he's Captain Kirk.
He is Captain Kirk.
But The same thing that happened to Linda Hamilton. I think she went partially deaf on when she was filming Terminator 2. You know that scene in the elevator where she's shooting up? Like, she shot her.
Whoa.
She went almost deaf in one ear.
Whoa.
And I don't know if it made her suicidal, but it really, like, fucked her whole... It's, she said it was a horrible, horrible thing.
So, like, well, you know, it's like...
fucking pump shotgun. Fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
They're loud.
Terminator, I think fuck.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it was the it might be the shotgun, or it might have been like, you know how she takes out her pistol and starts shooting up.
Like, right. It, yeah, that's right. Right. She's like, bah, 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 bah,
yeah.
Right.
She said it was like that scene made her go deaf in one of her ears. So I mean, it.
Well, if I take somebody and show them how to shoot a rifle or something, mm-hmm. If it's a real rifle, like a .30-06 or something like that, or a pistol, mm-hmm. like. You always tell people you have to put on the ear protection. And, like,
yeah.
half the time, if it's a dude, they'll be like, nah.
Fuck
and
that.
You're like, no, you don't understand. Guns are really loud. Because I think it's like in the movies where it's like rat-a-tat-tat. When it's actually like, no, it's a horrifying explosion. Like,
yeah. That's why all those old-timers, those World War II old-timers can't hear shit.
Yeah, well, I actually think it's like a useful thing to teach people how, like, scary guns are and keep people away from guns is have them shoot guns. Like, take them out and be like, here's what you're going to do. And then it's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's like the power of it is terrifying. Now, granted, some of those people are going to be like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Let's do this more. Let's shoot people. But I think most people, they get a respect for it and they don't, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
make the mistake of thinking they're going to be cool.
Yeah. No, it's like loud noises, or you got to watch out for that. What do you think the best thing to do for loud music?
By the
is?
Way, when you keep playing that riff,
mm-hmm.
kill your parents.
It keeps sounding like Jesse's Girl. Every time you do that,
it does what?
It sounds like you're starting off Jesse's Girl.
Oh, this is just me playing chords. Oh, I thought it was. Oh, like Jesse is a friend.
Yeah.
See, I don't know how to play other.
Right. People. That's what it sounds like you're playing. Like, do 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 do.
So I don't know the chords. Are you saying I'm unoriginal, Mike? Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, do you know any covers?
My thing is like I don't really. I do know some covers, but. It's hard for me to pick up other songs on the radio. Like, okay, here, let me give you an example. Like, you know how the Ramones, they accidentally created punk rock because they were trying to sound like the Beach Boys, but they sucked. So, like, they fell ass backward into something genius.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, they didn't intend to do it. So, like, I'll try to play something, and I'll be like, oh, that's kind of like it, but it's sort of, like, new. So, in my head, I'm hearing it. Nick will like automatically pick up whatever. He just has an ear for like if you play something for him once, he's got it immediately. For him, when he writes a song, he has to like sit me down like a moron and like say, "No, here are the chords, Daniel."
Hey, Daniel.
Daryl.
Here's how it goes.
It is kind of like that. I mean, because like, and he limits himself musically when he writes a song that he knows I'm going to be playing. He does.
Well, I mean, was that the case with James as well back in the Roden days?
I would say no, but that's only because we both...
were younger.
...learned how to play music at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time when I knew a Metallica riff, and James was like, oh, no, you're getting better than me. And I mean, we were really competitive, you know? And it's so, like...
I didn't notice.
At a certain point, James is a better guitar player than me, technically, by far. But at a certain point, he surpassed me. But I think because we learned at the same time, I never had that issue with him. I don't know. Because we both, like, wrote songs. And we just had that set of songs. That's all we had. We had, like, 14 songs, and that was the end of it. I don't know. So
just the beginning.
It was just the beginning.
What are you eating over there?
By the way, Will said that Star Wars 8 sucks.
Oh, Will didn't like it.
It's good. I like it.
Patrick liked it.
Yeah. He said, he told me all the shit. Yeah. I asked.
What'd you think?
I was like, the Snoke die? He's like, yeah.